Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex, a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like a chocolate Easter egg, but with a lot more cracks.
Oh, you've ruined that for me. My name is Bebe Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Kane.
And coming up, we're talking to a woman who can teach us to have a full body orgasm. Come again?
Hey!
My name is Ina Zina, and I'm an orgasmic life coach. I help men and women have happier, more exciting and more fulfilling sex lives and lucid dreams.
Bebe.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to ask? What do you think a full body orgasm is going to feel like?
Like the electric chair.
If you enjoyed sex,
I think it'd be amazing. But I think, what do you do after that?
Yeah.
You know, sex is always going to be awful if you don't have a full body orgasm every time, isn't it?
Really?
Don't you think? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, what do you think it's going to be like?
I can't remember the last time I had sex. So.
I know. But would you want a full body orgasm?
Yeah, I think I'd like to try it. But like, you know, I don't want to do the preparation beforehand. If I have to do like a body cleanse or start doing yoga,
yeah.
No,
forget
you're
it.
Right,
well,
mate.
Let's see. Let's see what you have to do.
Okay.
It's really a way to get to our core energy, because sexuality is our core energy. In the world nowadays, we see so many, both men and women, don't know how to connect to that pleasure part of themselves and experience happy, fulfilled, mind-blowing sex. We have been running orgasmic workshops for the last 3 years almost, and 1% of the people who come have ever experienced an orgasm with their whole body.
What does that look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? How much is the course?
What's
the full body?
Sure. What's the full? How does that feel? What?
Because there's clitoral. Apparently, that's not enough.
Yeah.
No. Then there's vaginal,
and apparently that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, and that doesn't exist. So what's full body?
Well, the full body could be a mixture of them all. Actually, there's many different kinds of orgasm and names of orgasm, but ultimately they all in Tantra are designed to take you to that ultimate blissful state where you are orgasming with every fiber of your being. Literally, your whole skin turns into one big erogenous zone, and you can't think. There's sometimes even tears streaming from my eyes without me crying. And I sometimes feel that nectar streaming down my palate, which is something that our pineal gland produces. It's like the sweetest nectar. It's called Amrita, or the nectar of the gods in Tantra.
Wow. What? I mean, that sounds like me on a Friday night on the gin, but that makes it sound so
more
much
romantic.
Better.
Yeah. How long does that last? That state last?
Well, that's the thing. It lasts quite a while. So a woman needs at least 30 to 40 minutes to get into a state like that, and a man as well.
And then how long does the actual full body orgasm last?
And it can last for as long as you like. It can last for up to an hour or 2 or 3 hours, depending on what techniques, practices or sexual activities you are engaged in.
Why have we not been able to kind of tune into that then?
Well, because we haven't been educated. Just like anything else, sex is a skill. And there's not a lot of sexual skill courses around. It's not taught at schools, where I think really that should originate with the start of puberty. Our sexuality starts awakening, and we are not given the right tools to work with it.
If we had full body orgasm classes at school, nothing else is going to get done. We're never going to double physics.
You'd be surprised.
Where do we start? Where would someone start if they wanted to do a full body orgasm? Is there, could you start with diet, say, or like...
Well, diet can certainly help, but where we start is we start with a couple of tantric practices and shamanic movements or energy movements. Okay. And so what these do is they prepare our bodies for experiencing and being able to go into these high states of arousal and sustain them. Because one needs a lot of stamina to be able to hold so much sexual energy.
And can everyone do it?
Yes, absolutely.
Any age?
Yes, absolutely. Brilliant.
Pull that chair forward.
Now I'm interested.
Now you're sold. Now I'm listening. And can it be done alone? Just asking for a friend.
Yes. We actually have designed the course, the online course that we've created and the physical workshop, both to work for people, individuals, so to be able to do it by yourself.
This is amazing.
So it's a physical, spiritual, emotional, everything.
Yes.
So it's not just a case of someone like tweaking your nipples and tuning into BBC Radio London or Metro Podcast because it's bad sex, for instance, or no. BBC Sussex or Soho Radio. Or anything else I'm not on. Yeah, and I don't know if you know, but I do something like Groucho. So it's not just a physical thing. It's everything has to come together. Do you have to be religious?
No, okay. You don't have to be religious. But things do have to come together because one has to be focused in order to allow. It's actually, there's a little trick or a little secret to it. And the secret is to not come the first time.
Okay.
So not allow yourself to climax, but to delay the orgasm. And the longer you delay it, the bigger the full body orgasmic experience.
Do you think 53 years is too long to delay it?
It's way too long, but that's how we...
need this workshop.
I think it sounds a bit like death. No, but you know, Le Petit Mort is orgasm, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of like that.
A kind of death, like sleep, you know. We go to bed and you don't know what happens, whether you're going to wake up or not.
Very cheery.
Oh, this got well done, baby. Nice. Cheers. Fucking hell. So you run workshops, you run physical workshops, yes. Which are also sold out. You do them in London.
Yes. Always sold out, the orgasmic ones.
You do fucking surprise me. That is so strange. But you've also just launched doing a digital one, yes. One online. So tell me about that. What if people signed up to this on fullbodyorgasm.net, what kind of things do they get for their money, really?
Sure. Well, they get 6 units of lessons. Each one prepares them for the next stage to be readier and readier and readier. And then eventually they learn the blueprint or what their body needs to be doing in order to experience the full body orgasm. And they have a number of guided meditations that allow them to tune into the experiences like the orgasm of the heart, which translates in joy and, of course, a lot of ecstasy, or the orgasm of the brain. And another one, which is a Kundalini integration meditation at the end, where you learn how to work with your sexual energy, what to do, how to be sexually confident, how to not just get aroused and feel, oh, what are we going to do now? Right?
Yeah. That's me.
And we've included some bonuses where we talk about gender, male, female, intelligent cooperation, how both genders work, because within us we're also 100% male and female within, just expressing the different gender according to our sex. And also a friend of mine has created, she's a very good nutritionist from Canada, she's created nutrition for your libido training as a bonus. So you'll get to learn all the good foods and bad foods.
Would you need to do certain things to me, or would I need to do certain things to me to get a full body orgasm, and man should have to do something different? Are we all...
No, you can do slightly different things, because the way the training is designed, we share, it's included in it, pleasure, self-pleasuring guide for males and for females. Mm-hmm. And we've created the course to be both for males and for females, because they apparently all of us need to know how to, you know, first pleasure ourselves so that we can have experience pleasure with our partner in a meaningful and deep way. Particularly we women, we take so long to come to that state of readiness to be able to receive the male, to be able to be penetrated, that a lot of men out there, they lack the stamina to wait. So women start feeling frustrated and then they don't have the time because for sex because they're busy with the kids or this or that. But in actual fact, it's because they know that he's not ready.
Yeah.
So this course will also teach the men that strength and that stamina to be able to, you know, last longer and have more
And that's
pleasure.
The whole thing about tantric sex, isn't it? That's, you know, how long does it sting?
Don't look at me.
No, because you're talking about sting. You're talking about sting. So that's different. So, but they're combined.
Yes.
The full body orgasm. Is that a thing or is that something you discovered or is that something that's within like spirituality and
that
tantra?
That is a thing. In tantra, it's called the whole body orgasm.
Okay.
So orgasmic with the whole body rather than with just the genitals.
Yeah. And how did you learn it? How did you, how what's your
Say
journey?
Come across, it'll be fun.
Yes, sure.
Fuck off. How did you come across it? There you go. For Benny Hill in the audience over there. What was your journey to learning how to have one and how to teach other people to have one?
Well, I was very sexual as a teenager, but I was very scared to have sex. So I ended up being a virgin until I was 22, and I felt very ashamed towards the end of it. And then once I started having sex, I realized I really like it, and I wanted to have more and more of it. So,
good job. Then, nice.
For a couple of years, I was very promiscuous, and I ended up really not liking all of myself because of some of the people I slept with, because I judged them as not being beautiful or nice or whatever. So then I was like, I really want to find out how I can have sex and feel good. So that's when my search, and from a very young age, I was open to shamanism and occult subjects.
Yeah.
So I came to live in London when I was 21 or 22, and I came across a tantric book. I was looking for something tantric because I knew that word tantra.
Yeah.
And then I found a book that was full of exercises, practical exercises that one had to first practice by themselves. And then once they learned them, they could practice with the partner.
Okay.
So I started learning these exercises and then I found a partner who was willing to practice with me. Mm-hmm. And it was the most amazing, mind-blowing sex I've ever had at that point or by then.
Yeah.
So, and I was actually, that's when I, for the first time, experienced that full body orgasmic experience, that explosion, that unity with the universe. It was like a transcendental experience on some level. And ever since then, it's become one of my favorite ways to meditate.
Through the orgasm.
Yeah, I would first self-pleasure. I would have a wank, as you say here.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
And I will bring myself to this epic, blissful state. And then the energy will stay with me and will take me on a meditative journey where I connect deeper with my intuition. Mm-hmm. I grow as a person, as a woman, connect more to myself, learn more about myself.
So it impacts on your life?
Absolutely.
That's so amazing. I think tantra, I've always sort of put it in that box of it having to be something you do with someone else. So it's one thing that I've been really fascinated with, but I've never thought that you could do it yourself. Yeah. And we talk a lot about self-love and about the orgasm gap and about women understanding more about their body. And that sounds like a brilliant way for someone to learn more about their body, but also feel a bit more like empowered sexually and to be able to do that by themselves. That's great.
Absolutely. And that's how it's got to start, because when you, first of all, you need a really sharp focus in order to not let yourself go beyond the point of no return. So if you are with a partner, your attention gets engaged, distracted. You get distracted in, oh, what is he doing now? What am I going to do now? And you kind of can lose the awareness, and you basically lose attention, and it's not easy to follow.
So does this, if I learned this, so do you think people can all be sexually compatible? Because it kind of, it seems to follow that if I'm learning how to do it and a bloke's learning how to do it, or I'm teaching him, then we've got this. So there's no incompatibility.
Well, when it comes to compatibility, we take a slightly different approach. First of all, that's why we work with the heart and brain orgasm. So the brain orgasm is actually an activation of your brain where your third eye gets activated or opened in a way. So you get a lot more ability to see, even psychically to some extent, of who is the right partner for you. Because if you just get led by the heart, you may fall in love with the wrong person very quickly. Like I actually have experienced that back in the day. And then go through a very bad heartbreak, for example. So the way we see it is, we women are the ones who choose the male. Because we want to be with someone who shares our purpose. Our vision of life, or what we want in life. And we are the ones who open up to be penetrated. So we can't open up to just anybody, right?
We're a lot pickier, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we've got to be. So when it comes to compatibility, it's about being using this practice to tune in with your intuition, so that you can hear your truth and you know if that's the right person for you. And to be honest, when it comes to compatibility, for me personally, it's all about attraction. If the attraction is there, go for it. I don't believe in, oh, when he gets ready, because I've done that in the past and they never get ready if you just wait.
And you mean change, not put his trainers up.
Or if you want to fix them, just forget it. Just move on and wait for the real deal. And I think the full body orgasmic experience and practice can really get you into that state where you attract the person who's ready for you. You don't have to work.
You've put the work in, though.
You've put the hours in.
If you've been doing the course, or like, and you've been meditating and you know how to do this, then of course you deserve someone who, you know, is also willing to go with you and put the same kind of effort in.
I really loved in your blurb that you say you're talking about creation, not just procreation, that our sexual energy is sometimes, we're just so geared towards having babies, not actually the creative force that sexual energy is.
Yes, it's the shamanic part of this course, of this work, which tells us about the primary functions, or some want to call it secondary functions, of our sexual organs, our reproductive organs. But I call them primary because the reproductive functions of our organs come secondary, because we're not here just to reproduce and make babies. We can see higher purpose for us as species. The shamans believe that the womb for us females is primarily an organ of awareness, perception, and dreaming. Yeah. We lucid dream, we dream, we women, with our wombs.
How does that work?
And for males, the testicles are a vehicle for evolution, impeccability, and again, direct perception. So these are organs of perception.
I love these shamans.
Oh, I'm all about the shaman. What, they're moving all the mountains? That's still happening? That's what are lucid dreams?
Lucid dreams is when you are dreaming, but you know you're dreaming. You're aware in your dream. Like, I know this is a dream. Now I'm going to touch you, for example, or go explore next door, or fly.
There you go. Can you teach lucid dreaming as well?
Yes, Gamadian and I teach lucid dreaming.
Gamadian to your partner.
Yes.
Okay.
So you, how? So you make people fall asleep and then...
No.
No.
To be honest, a lucid dreaming is just like sex. Your life in the bedroom is connected to your conscious daily life. It's amazing how we are connected on every level as a human being. So these areas in our life, they relate.
Yeah.
So everything you need to do to make yourself be able to lucid dream, you've got to do it while you're awake, more or less.
Okay.
So you do, you train your consciousness in certain ways. Like, for example, a very common practice, practice will be to decide to put a task for the day. For example, today when I go out, I'm going to notice every silver car or every yellow car. But you pick something big, like not black car, right? Not too ordinary, so that hit your attention triggers. And so every time you'll see a yellow car, you'll be like, oh, yellow car. So it trains your attention to notice.
Okay.
Because otherwise we are on autopilot.
Yeah.
And we don't realize, but we are actually dreaming. We are in a dream all the time.
What, now?
Yeah. Even now we are dreaming that podcast.
This ain't a dream. This is a dream, love. No.
Well, the thing is that we humans can collect worlds just like this one now. But in dreaming, we can visit other worlds that have just as strong rules. Just they're different than this one.
Is it a nicer world? Can I go to a nicer world?
Well, there is an infinite number of worlds, so I'm sure there's nicer worlds.
Is there
worlds.
One where they voted Remain?
Yeah. With lucid dreams, then, isn't the point of dream that you're kind of getting rid of the crap of the day, so you need your subconscious to kind of do that stuff? If you're controlling that, are you not letting your brain do what it should do?
You don't have to control everything. And by the time you learn to lucid dream, you have actually worked out a lot of the emotional blocks. And I remember because Gamadian is a natural lucid dreamer. He's been lucid dreaming and having out-of-body experience since he was a little boy. But I consciously did a course and learned to lucid dream, and it took me about 10 days to have my first lucid dream. And in the first month I had like 5 lucid dreams, and the first dreams where I started to wake up, like one of very common thing is to start writing your dreams when you wake up, so you train your memory. Yeah. Because you have to remember what you're dreaming. Yeah. And that you're dreaming. And the first dreams were working out through all that humiliation I had to go through as a kid, and all the other, you know, relationship issues in my family. And actually I came out the other side a lot more clearer and loved them a lot more. And appreciated them a lot more as a result. So
having day long full body orgasms and lucid dreams, I'm never leaving my bed.
Never ever leaving the house. Ever.
Is there delivery service in these lucid dreams?
Does food come up?
No, but we can think about creating one.
I really love this.
If you can, any twat do it? Basically, yes, can I do
absolutely.
It? Even though I don't do yoga, I eat McDonald's and like...
Yes, even you can do it. Oh, we have very often people who come to our lucid dreaming workshop. They've never had a lucid dream before. Yeah. That night, they lucid dream. To be honest, we also use a safe herb, a shamanic herb from Mexico called Calea Zacatechichi, which actually helps you to have a lucid dream. It's called Calea Zacatechichi.
Kahlua. I mean, that is
Kahlua.
But oh my God. Because I've always thought with Tantra and everything, you have to be like going organic and body cleansing and all that. Can you do it without body cleansing?
I don't want that lifestyle. I want.
I want all the good shit. Yeah. But I'm not.
Miranda, these practices, they lead you to a body cleansing by themselves. Wow. I never had to do any diets. I never had to consciously cleanse. Everything just happened to me organically.
Wow.
And you look lovely. That's really okay.
Yeah, well, now I have a very clean life, but this wasn't I didn't put an effort to have it. It just happened. One day I woke up and I couldn't eat meat anymore. And I've tried for 10 years before that to stop eating meat and like unsuccessfully.
What would we post on Instagram if we weren't eating shit?
I'd be posting about my full body orgasm and just
yeah.
shaky little message. Yeah. It's made no sense. It's just Miranda having another orgasm.
And considering you post your dreams on Twitter, so
oh,
I
yeah,
mean,
but they're fascinating. They are. Oh,
and if
yeah.
you had a lucid
okay,
dream.
Okay, tell me about this dream. Right, so I dreamt that someone was sent to kill me. A man was sent to kill me. But before he killed me, he wanted to have sex with me. But before he wanted to have sex with me, he wanted to get a haircut. And so he was sending me photos of stars to see which one I liked on him.
Wow.
You don't have to comment.
No, she does. Amazing. Go on, comment.
Everyone
what do you
knows
think?
What it means. She wants an explanation.
To be honest, we do help people become better at interpreting their dreams because dream interpretation is one of my hobbies. Oh. And I have a few friends who are amazing lucid dreamers and they're really good at that. But when it comes to interpreting your dreams, you've got to realize that they are only meaningful to you. So you've got to tune in to how, mostly to how it feels inside the dream.
Okay.
And what, and for example, if you're dreaming about someone who just you have met or you know from before, but they just appear in your dream and you're like, what the hell did I dream about them, right? You are to think about what you... what are the feelings, what attributes you connect with this person?
Oh, I love this.
And that is the message within the dream. And like in your case, where you had various different activities going on, each one could be related to a different part of your life, or it could be related to something that's happening for you now. Like, because sometimes we have prophetic dreams, sometimes they don't really mean much, but we could still gain some insight
well,
on
I have
something
been emailing
that's...
emailing yeah. Michael Douglas, my hairdresser, to see if I can get a haircut.
So strange that you had to ask in order to get that interpretation.
This is so, I love all this. This is so interesting.
Great. Yeah, me too.
So so people can find your workshops in London at the moment, like the physical ones that you do, and then they can go on to fullbodyorgasm.net to find the ones,
the digital online
courses. Brilliant.
Thank you so much. And I'm emailing you every single dream.
Yes.
And,
sure.
And you are
thank
welcome
you
in advance. You are welcome in advance.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks very much to our guest, Ina Zina. And you can find out more at fullbodyorgasm.net. And also, tell you what, Biebs.
What?
There is a special offer on.
You aren't kidding me.
No. So if you want to take part in the Full Body Orgasm workshops online, if you go to tiny.cc/FBO, which I know is a bit like those HTTP back in the day in the 90s when it was all dial up, but tiny.cc/FBO. And that will get you a discount.
Do you think Sting's listening?
Yes, of course, naturally.
What do you think he would have thought?
He would be stand up applauding us, and I'm pretty sure he'll write a song about it.
I really hope he does. What will he rhyme with BB?
Mimi.
Mimi. That was fascinating.
Yeah.
How didn't I know about lucid dreams?
I've got no idea. You're the most dreamy, like... No, that came out wrong.
No. Came out rat.
Your whole Twitter feed is you talking about the dream that you just had. So much so that I've caught it now. I saw a post about my dream. And because I'm just like, fuck you, my dream's going to be better. No, but you should totally look into lucid dreaming. I'm really interested about the full body orgasm.
Yeah.
And knowing that I can just do it in like bits and pieces rather than having to, you know, I always think you have to dedicate yourself to tantra and chakras and all that. So,
but wasn't it interesting that she was saying as well about actually you kind of want to go into that lifestyle afterwards. It kind of leads you there. I don't see you and I don't know, what do you look like in orange? I'm seeing that.
I'm not getting myself any Hessian anytime soon. Don't worry about that.
My name is Bibi Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Kay.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Sam Bonham for metro.co.uk.
And you can get in touch with us on Twitter at good sex, bad sex, triple X.
And if you have a sexy question or anything you want to ask us about the podcast, or maybe anything, you know, if you're kind of interested in coming on and there's something fascinating going on in your good or bad sex life that you want to share, get in touch, please, at info@sexpod.co.uk.
And we will see you next week.
Love you.